soared by 13.7% in the past 12 months, according to new data revealed by the LNP opposition. According to the data, median rental price reached $580, with Brisbane renters facing a median $70 rent increase. Shadow Minister for Housing Tim Mander said that the current Labor government has failed to plan for housing growth in Queensland. His party is bringing a plan to remove rental restrictions on first-time buyer grant recipients to increase housing supply, as well as increase infrastructure spend on housing developments. The Greens, who are running campaigns in 10 winnable seats this coming election, with a focus on issues of housing and cost of living, have proposed introducing rent caps and a rent freeze, as well as an increased build of social and affordable homes.
Popular tourist destination Mount Nunu, also known as Mount Gungun, has been indefinitely closed due to rockfalls. In a statement yesterday afternoon, the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service announced that access to the peak, located in the Glasshouse Mountains, would be prohibited until conditions are declared safe and the closure is lifted. The closure applies to users of both the summit track and all rock climbing routes, as well as permit holders. Rangers are patrolling the site to monitor for compliance and have warned that serious injury or death could result from entering the area.
In national news, new alcohol restrictions have come into effect in Broome and Derby, both located in the Kimberley region of Western Australia, as the towns work to limit alcohol sales on certain days and outlaw it on others. The restrictions, first announced in January, aim to reduce alcohol-related crimes and target 37 alcohol stores in both towns. Any employee, licensee, or management found to be in breach of the restriction faces a hefty fine. Restrictions, according to experts, can lessen the harm caused by alcohol, but they must be used in conjunction with other measures. Floyd Chernside, a men's worker with Amama Noongar Aboriginal Corporation, expressed disappointment that the Director of Liquor Licensing did not sufficiently communicate with Derby residents and community organisations.
In rural southwest east of Western Australia, the Royal Flying Doctor Service pilots are using the Erie Highway as a landing strip after severe flooding left a local airstrip unusable. Heavy rains flooded Eucalyptus Airstrip, 1,400 kilometres east of Perth on the Western Australia and South Australia border, forcing pilots to use the nearby highway for two emergency evacuations over the last month. More than $3 million have been promised by the state government to renovate the Eucalyptus Airstrip. It is anticipated that the upgrade will begin in the next 12 months.
In international news, China's economy has grown significantly slower than expected in the second quarter of 2024 as a protracted property downturn and job insecurity continues to knock the wind out of the country's fragile economy. Official data has revealed that the world's second largest economy grew 4.7% in April to June. The government had aimed for economic growth of around 5% for 2024. Lower than expected growth is expected to have implications for the global economy and consumer sectors. China is estimated to have invested more than $1 trillion in huge infrastructure projects across the world in the last 10 years, spending which experts predict will reduce. Further economic worries could lead to produce shortages and wider regional economic instability.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with strong winds in the morning easing throughout the day. It is currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.